We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A guy said, Evan, you're not talking enough Nets.
Yeah. Now we're talking about salty nipples and the beach instead of what we should be talking about.
Which is Kevin Durant. And by the way, I know exactly what that guy did and what he meant. He didn't want me to talk Nets because he's a Nets fan who needs to know, what do I think about Kevin Durant and Joseph Tsai? No. I know what he was, and I respect it. He's a Knicks fan who wants to drink my tears.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what it is. He was almost like, oh yeah, you don't want to talk Nets now? Ha 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 ha. Bring it up. Bring it up, loser. Okay. I'll bring it up. I thought about it all night last night.
Sure you did.
As I watched Starling Marte hit that beautiful two-run home run against Justin Dunn.
Did that help? Oh. The Met game help?
Yes.
Met game helps.
100%.
Right?
The New York
Mets. If they would
have
lost, it would have been a rough night. A lot of contemplating.
Yes and no. I mean, I don't like to ever see the Mets lose, but the Mets have put me in a very good place.
Yeah.
And so it allows my frustration around the Nets while I'm still angry about things. It can be tempered a little bit thinking, wow, I may watch my baseball team win a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm watching the game, I'm giving it thought. Because when we were on the air yesterday, we were talking to Joe Shane. That's when the news came out, the Shams report. KD gave an ultimatum to Joseph Tsai, fire marks in Nash, or trade my ass. That night, once I caught up in the Met game because I was behind on DVR, I saw the Joseph Tsai tweet, which I think was insanely stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was any reason for Joseph Tsai to say anything.
Yep,
I really don't. He can say privately to Sean Marks and Steve Nash what his plan is. But first of all, you acknowledge the report. And I don't think you need to do that. You need to handle things privately. Everything needs to be handled privately. The biggest mistake the Nets made and Kyrie made is that they had a you-know-what contest through the internet and through Shams and Woj during free agency before July 1st. And it was embarrassing. Mm-hmm. It was unbecoming. And so I thought what Joe Tsai should have learned from that, and we, you know my opinion on Joe Tsai, I think he's a pathetic owner. And by the way, every time I bring that up, I get a response of, does that mean you're exonerating Kevin Durant? No. I hate everybody. I want to make this perfectly clear.
Everyone's to blame.
I think Kevin Durant's to fault. I think Sean Marks, to a degree, is to fault. Steve Nash is an irrelevant, pathetic head coach. And Joseph Tsai's a bad owner. Like, we don't have to live in a world in which if I say something negative about Joe Tsai, that means I'm defending Kevin Durant. Right. I'm not. Kevin Durant is quitting on the Nets, and I can't figure out why. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
Why does Kevin Durant want to be traded? In April, as they were getting swept by the Celtics, Kevin Durant made love to all of us as Net fans. Oh, I love it here. I'm going to be here. Even if we don't win this year, we got this crew together. We're going to win. He complimented Steve Nash after the series was over and defended him. So, Kevin, what the hell happened? Now, with that said, I don't know what happened. I can only say what needs to happen now. What needs to happen now is under no circumstances am I giving in and firing Sean Marks. That's not happening. Okay? I'm sorry. It's not happening. Sean Marks rescued the Nets from the abyss. And I trust Sean Marks. He hasn't been perfect. I get that. For any geeking Net fan who wants to bring up all the little moves they've made in the last 2 years since they acquired KD and Kyrie, I understand. I get it. But he should not be fired. Steve Nash is a bad head coach. I got no problem firing him. So I meet with Kevin Durant one more time, and I tell him, here's what I'll do for you. I will get rid of the lousy head coach. I don't care what I tweeted the other day. I was just tweeting. I'm keeping Sean Marks. And if Kevin Durant insists I need Marks gone, and if Christian Winfield, who's a great reporter, is correct when Christian Winfield says, KD may hold out. That has not been ruled out. Kevin Durant may not show up to camp. I think at some point you got to play the game then with him. Okay, don't show up. I am not trading you until I get back what I need. And I know what I need. Mm-hmm. And I'm being realistic about this. I'm not asking for things that are completely insane. Those Celtic fans, and yes, I'm focused on you, Boston. You have what I need. You have what I want. And if you're willing to give me what I want, you're going to get what you want. And that's Kevin Durant in Boston until he realizes he doesn't want to play in front of you and then he demands a trade elsewhere. And that ain't my problem. That's your problem. So I know what I want, and it's not just Jaylen Brown.
Right.
And if I can get what I want, then we just have to end this. But what I can't do is give him away. I can't do that. And what I can't do is fire Sean Marks. So I got to stay firm now. Do I trust Joseph Tsai? No, I think he's a pathetic owner. And I tweeted at him to tell him that in so many words. He didn't respond.
No?
I didn't expect that. Well, here's what I wrote to Joe Tsai.
Yeah.
I'm going to read it to you. And you tell me if it was the right response.
Okay, well, you know, I'm not the judge of right and wrong, but I'll give you my opinion.
I'm going to tell you what I wrote.
Sure.
I also tweeted at Ben Simmons, who I'm pissed off at as
well.
Yeah. I did tweet at Ben Simmons.
Maybe he should sit this one out like he sits everything else out. Maybe he should just stick with this. Maybe he should just stick with the sit-out plan.
I like that. So Ben Simmons first did a crying emoji, laugh cry emoji, saying slow news day. And I tweeted at him, the guy who's played zero games as a Net is amused. Which is just like, you know, shut up, dude. Like, seriously, you haven't played a freaking game for... Yeah. Robert Pack played more games as a Net than you have.
Right.
Chris Gatling's done more for my team than you have. Tony Massenberg has done more for me than you have. So you know what you can do right now, Ben? Ben 10? Just quiet until you do something.
Yeah.
When you do something, we can have a conversation. Until then, what is The Rock's line? What does the people's champ say? I'm not going to say it. You already know the line. But here's what I wrote to Joe Tsai. He wrote, our front office and coaching staff have my support. We'll make decisions in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. And I wrote, I don't trust you, and neither do most Net fans. And I think it's to the point, and it's true.
Yeah.
I don't trust you, Joe,
yeah.
If you're listening right now. I don't trust you. I don't think your religion is winning a championship, which you claimed publicly. I think you're full of crap. I do. And you're going to get a pass from everybody around here because people don't want to beat up on you the way they beat up on James Dolan. But I'm going to say this with a smile on my face. I'll beat you up because I think you're a bad owner. And I think you've contributed to this. Doesn't mean you've caused it. Doesn't mean you're the sole reason for this. Doesn't mean you aren't in a tough spot right now. You're in a very tough spot right now. But I think you're a bad owner. I think you're bad at what you do. And I don't trust you, and I don't believe you when you say, I'm going to do what's in the best interest of the Brooklyn Nets. I don't believe that. I think you're going to do what's in the best interest of your pocketbook. And I'm going to warn you. So you got a sucker like me. I'm going to buy your tickets all the time because I'm a stupid Net fan. But that building's going to be empty. It's going to be empty. And how are you going to fix it? Because it's on you. Now that I got that done with, I think you got to play the game of chicken now, man.
Yeah. You know, my initial thought was... just do what Durant wants. Just fire him, whatever it takes. And the more I thought about it, if they could have done that quietly, and you talked about quietly, if Durant never went to Shams, which we're assuming happened, obviously, if they could have done this quietly, had a meeting, and said, look, I don't like the direction of the team. I want the GM fired. I want the coach fired. And if I were able to keep that quiet, and then in 3 weeks from now, there's a press conference, we're moving on from the GM, we're moving on from the coach, and then everything is fine. I think they could have done that.
I agree.
I think they could have appeased Durant that
yes,
way.
Yes.
But once it becomes public and it's Durant literally holding up the team hostage and saying, I want everybody gone, it's tough to acquiesce to that.
You can't do it, dude.
The more I think about it, once it becomes a public demand, it's a tough thing to still claim you own and operate the team and just go to every whim of your superstar. I kind of come around on that. So now I agree with you. I still think the ultimate goal is to keep Durant. I don't want to trade him because, like you said, the one thing of this whole scenario that can't happen is trade him for value I don't deem worthy. That's the one thing that can't happen. I can't have that happen. I would rather lose Marks than have that happen. We differ on that. I don't care how good of a GM he is, and I agree with you, he is a good GM. I'm more at the point where I don't want to do it because I can't be held hostage like this publicly, but... the one thing that can't happen is not get value for Durant. This was the whole direction of the franchise. I can't let it fall into despair and then just hope, well, I have a good GM for despair times. I'm not good with that. So that's the one thing that can't happen. But ultimately, right now, I think you have to play chicken. And I'm also thinking, this looks so bad for Durant. And so nobody is on his side on this. Like, so, he looks so bad
that I think
the game of chicken is in favor of the Nets for this brief moment.
You are right that publicly, whether it's in New York, whether it's around the country, Kevin Durant looks like a clown.
Yeah.
He does. But I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if he does either.
Look, Kevin Durant, right or wrong, took a lot of heat for going to Golden State. He did.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, while he may go back at it with people on Twitter, so you could argue he cares in that regard, he still did it. He knows what the trade demand looked like 4 weeks ago when he first made it, and he's still doing it.
Yeah.
So I don't think he cares. I don't. And I can live with the coach. We've seen coaches fired because of star players many times before. And more times than not, it works out.
Right.
David Blatt, Ty Lue. It works out.
Yeah.
So that's why if the answer in solving this problem is simply Steve Nash, not only because I don't think he's a very good head coach,
right,
but because that's normal and understandable for a star player to say, this guy's not the answer. Even though we all thought Kevin Durant hired Steve Nash, and we all thought they had a great relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe it's soured. The coach I can understand. Right. You can't get rid of the architect that set the Nets up to begin with to get Kevin Durant.
Maybe there's a name, some kind of coach you could bring in here that would appease him. Like with a big time. I don't, but that's the other thing. Does he care? Like, is there a coach out there that he cares?
If there's a coach that makes this work, yeah, I do it.
You don't care who it is?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I don't. The coach thing, I don't have a problem with.
Yeah.
I mean, you could say it makes the Nets look bad, they acquiesced, all that. Again, it's happened before.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's a different coach. And most Net fans, and I think most basketball fans, recognize Steve Nash is not good at what he does.
Yeah.
You know what Steve Nash is good at? TikTok videos. He's great.
He is one hell of a dancer.
He does all these dances, he's having a great time, and he enjoys life. Good. Keep doing that. Don't coach my basketball team anymore. Simple. Everybody's happy.
A lot of soccer players are good dancers, too. It's
and like, he plays soccer.
He's a big soccer guy.
Football.
Go away.
Yeah.
Go away and do that. I have no problem with the Steve Nash stuff. Now, I'm going to make a prediction. We'll take a few Net calls and then we'll.
You want to just say hi to SNY as well? Hi, SNY, Grubhub.
Hi, SNY. I'm, you know, doing the mental breakdown I'm having because of Kevin Durant, as you can imagine. I'm going to take a few Net calls and I'm going to make a prediction. Watch this.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a prediction. I have no idea. I haven't mentioned a certain guy's name once during this entire discussion.
Yeah.
That guy is Kyrie Irving.
The callers are going to be on it.
It's his fault. Yeah. Watch. Joe in Rockland County. What's up, Joe?
You got it, Evan. I'm 80 years old, a sports junkie, been around New York all my life. And my conspiracy theory is that Durant has made this outrageous demand, get rid of the coach and the GM, because he realizes you will never, ever win with Kyrie Irving on your team.
Then all he has to do privately, and he doesn't even have to say it loudly, is whisper to Sean Marks, trade Kyrie Irving. All he's got to do is whisper at his lunch in London to Joe Tsai, mm-hmm, trade Kyrie Irving. Because I got a secret for you. You may not even realize this. The Nets don't even like Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. They probably want to trade him.
The only reason he's here is because they knew that the way to get Kevin Durant was Kyrie Irving. That's it. Justin in Georgia. Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Evan, Big Mac, I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I live in Georgia now.
Mm-hmm.
Still follow my sports. Yeah, Durant does not want to play with Irving anymore.
Two for two.
That's what it is. You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. Irving is the worst person. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a New Yorker. Like, we don't want nobody. That's when Durant came here thinking, Irving, we're going to bring a championship. Then he forced the trade to get Harden.
I'm going to be Justin. I'm going to be honest with you. Kyrie Irving has never demanded a trade. Hasn't happened. The only thing we've ever heard about Kyrie Irving is once the Nets weren't willing to give him a full max, they allowed him to look for a sign and trade. That's it. So while I get that Kyrie Irving has contributed to the failures of the Brooklyn Nets, and I acknowledge that, and Kyrie Irving isn't reliable, I acknowledge that. Kyrie Irving hasn't done something that James Harden did and Kevin Durant did. And that's look into my eyes as a Net fan and say, I don't want you anymore. Get me the hell out.
So it's funny that we're sitting here and I'm actually going to look at Kyrie Irving and say, hey, he's the one guy who hasn't told me to go F myself. But he is. He's the one guy who hasn't. And yet for some reason, and I find it fascinating, and it would have been even better if he was a Knick, because we know the Knicks are more popular than the Nets. I acknowledge that.
Right.
Kyrie Irving is a lightning rod like I haven't seen since A-Rod. Like, guys around here, I know Boomer's not a fan of Kyrie, which is fine. I respect that. Basketball fans, Knicks fans, like, when they hear the name Kyrie Irving, their eyes light up. Like, oh, Kyrie.
There's a guttural reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's that people are deeply offended by the whole flatter thing.
Yeah.
See, but that's it.
But for me, like, we knew who Kyrie was. We knew Kyrie was a different kind of guy. We knew the circumstances he came from with Boston and everything. You knew that there was potentially an issue. I am shocked with where Durant has gone here. I'm shocked. I have to admit, I am completely shocked. And whether it's, I think that's part of it too, because everyone thinks Durant only cares about his ball. Right? You watch his stuff, you listen
to
him.
Such BS.
It's ball. It's all I care about is ball.
BS.
Ball. He cares about, I mean, it got played negatively, but on some angle, you could argue he cared about winning. He wanted to go to the Warriors. He put he could have made more money, right? With, if he stayed or no, I'm not.
Sure.
But yeah, so he goes, he tries to win championships. It's about championships. It's about winning. It's about ball. It's about where I can see my game progress. It's all that until he gets with Kyrie, and now the demands come out, and now he's unhappy, and now he wants to be traded, and everyone just assumes that it's by proxy that he somehow, Kyrie has rubbed off on him, and now he's the guy making demands. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that's the case, but I think that's part of the reason why, because we can't understand how the guy who came here, wanted to be here, talked about how the system, the team, this is where he wanted to be, where he could flourish, signs the contract after year one. Everything's hunky-dory. It's a problem with this one. It's a problem with Harden. It's a problem with everybody else but Durant. All he wants is basketball. And now he's the one making these demands. He's the one driving the force and the wedge in the organization, and no one can comprehend
why.
Here's
the thing. If he no-shows training camp, as Christian Winfield is reporting, that he may no-show if they don't trade him, then that whole narrative about all he cares about is hooping is a bunch of BS.
Yeah.
But here's my analogy for what Kevin Durant did to us, all 57 Net fans. It'll be down to 36 after the big three era is truly over. Ever been with a woman, or man, if you're out there, and everything's great? You're in love.
Yes.
By the way, this has never happened to me.
You've never been in love before? I'm sure your wife would like to know
No. Don't do that.
I'm sorry. That was a low blow.
Don't be that guy. What I'm about to give you as a comparison has never happened to me.
Okay.
I may have done it to others, but it's never happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You're in love and everything's great.
Right.
And she or he is telling you, this is great. I love it. It's fantastic. And then out of nowhere, he or she says to you, we're done. And your first reaction is, okay, where the hell did that come from?
Right.
Okay, like, I respect it. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with me.
Right.
But I'm confused. Two nights ago, I was the best lover you ever had. And now all of a sudden today, you don't want anything to do with me. Again.
You should have picked up on it when she told you that.
Yep.
You should have realized she wasn't being quite so honest with you.
She was overcompensating.
Look,
I get your point. That's what it's like. It's like suddenly someone who claimed they love you is now just saying, I want out. And the people who brought me here, and he picked Nash.
Right. But think about this. Kevin Durant signed an extension a year ago. That's where that freakout video comes from of me saying, that's my guy.
Because you were sleeping with him. All your analogies go back to sex, by the way. I hope you're aware of that.
Life's about sex a lot of times, okay? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, he resigns. He makes all these comments after the season's over about, I love it here, we're building something. And then out of nowhere, he says, I don't want to be with you anymore.
It doesn't make any sense.
And I'm telling you, a lot of people listening are like, yeah, I remember when that happened to me.
Sure.
I couldn't believe it. I was devastated for months and months and months. Except this doesn't just end. It's not like you broke up and you can move on and you start dating someone else.
Right.
You have to trade him or her in for somebody else.
Yeah.
And you've got to wait for months for it to happen.
No.
Like, who's my new guy? Is it Jaylen Brown?
Right.
Is it Scotty Barnes? It won't be. I wish it was. Is it, like, who is it?
Yeah.
Is it Brandon Ingram? What is it? Or am I just going to say, you know what? Just go sleep in the other bedroom for a while.
Yeah, and that leads to War of the Roses. You ever see that movie? It did not end well.
I didn't see that movie.
You've never it's a seen good War reference by you, C-Mac.
Yeah.
It's a War of the Roses?
Yeah.
It's a good reference. So
that's, okay. That's kind of like they're trying. He doesn't want to get divorced. She wants to leave, and he pretty much says no, and then they both stay in the same house because they're trying to keep rights to the house. And
oh, really?
It ends terribly, yeah.
I remember the Seinfeld episode where George Costanza...
Doesn't quit or
no,
gets fired and, or quits and just comes back the next day?
No, but similar.
Yeah.
He broke up with Susan, the one he ended up marrying.
Right.
And she's like, no, don't and, accept your breakup.
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm not accepting.
Right, that's pretty much it, yeah.
And then he used that for the whole job thing that you're bringing up, if memory serves correct. I think it's similar.
No, I think he just quit and then realized it was a huge mistake. And it was just like, well, what if you just go back and pretend like it never happened?
So wasn't
and apparently Larry David did that on Saturday Night Live.
But that wasn't connected to...
I don't think so.
He broke up with somebody, and she's like, I'm not accepting the breakup.
Right. No, I don't think it was.
Oh, all right.
But I do know both circumstances happened on the show, yes.
Okay.
But it's like War of the Roses, where, but how does that end? How does that really
That's
end?
That's the problem.
How does that end? If you just, if they play this game of chicken, I don't know who wins.
Yeah, I think
I don't know if there is a winner.
I think, unfortunately, the way it ends is he gets traded.
Eventually.
And the Nets don't get the return that they want or I want.
Yeah.
And that's, unfortunately, the way it ends. He may not go to his preferred destination, which was the Phoenix Suns or the Miami Heat, but I think he gets his wish and he's out.
Yeah.
And the Nets end up with a package that's less than desirable.
Do you see the scenario? I think we were talking to Spike about this, where the scenario was you start the season, you play this game of chicken, Durant decides to play, whether happy or unhappy, whatever, and then a team takes off and has a 19-4 start they didn't see coming. Or, you know, something like that where the in-season action could breed more demand for Durant.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
If Kevin Durant shows up to Net Camp and says, all right, I'm just going to bust my ass because this is my best way out.
Then they're going to go 19-4.
Then they're going to go. Yes.
I know.
Like, what would stop them if they're actually healthy from being the best team? And then wait a second. At 21-3, when the Celtics are desperate enough because they know the Nets are better, they say, all right, you got it. Here's Marcus Smart. Here's Jaylen Brown. Here's multiple number ones. Wait a second. So now the Nets are going to trade him at 21-3?
But you know what? It just as we said that, can't you just see that happening and everything working out? Like, if Durant shows up and he's playing with his friend and there's no city laws or regulations and he's playing every game and they're winning and he's hooping and he's balling.
No. You want to know why I can't see that?
Why?
And now I think what I'm about to say makes the most sense because of everything you've witnessed over the last few years. Why it won't happen is because we're the Nets. That's why it won't happen. Oh, it's just a thing?
No, listen, I understand it's unlikely.
They had the big three, and they didn't win.
Yeah.
They won one round. So, yeah, I can say now it's because it's worth the net.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.